Well, good morning. Welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news, as usual. And Mahoney, I assume that you're going to want to start with the bad news today, but I warn you, this is very, very bad news.
Dave, I think I can handle it.
I don't think you can. Cheddar Bay biscuits at Red Lobster are no longer unlimited.
Oh, my God!
No! God! No! God, please, no! No!
So wrong. Why are they in financial trouble?
Nothing else makes sense.
Why would you cut us off like this?
He's going to bail out Red Lobster.
Because this is the same company that owns Olive Garden. Olive Garden and Red Lobster are owned by Darden.
No longer.
Wait,
since
they're not?
2014.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were once owned by Darden Restaurants. Red Lobster sold off in 2014. How did you know that?
I just have an unlimited, vast knowledge of Red Lobster.
So wait, do my
much like those Cheddar Bay biscuits used to be unlimited, her knowledge runs deep.
Hold on.
Ask you more.
Are all of my Red Lobster / Olive Garden gift cards now obsolete?
No! God! No! God, please, no! No! No!
More bad news, Mahoney. Sorry.
You can buy, of course, additional biscuits. Buy the dozen or half dozen.
How much are they going to try to charge me for a half dozen?
So we don't know if there's going to be a national price set, but for example, we do have the pricing in Southern California. Half dozen, $2.79. A dozen, $5.29.
I'd pay $5 for 12.
No. Yeah. Not when I used to get them for free. It is... If I was...
the words. Can't even find the words.
No, because the way that it used to work is I could just go into a Red Lobster, sit down at the bar, order myself a Bahama Mama or a Rum Runner, and eat all of the Cheddar Bay biscuits till my heart desired. If I didn't want to order a drink, I understand paying for them. But if I am there, you know, it's like, what are you going to, you go to a bar, you're going to charge me for peanuts?
They're what? They're about the size of what, like a half dollar?
No,
right?
No.
A little bigger than that?
Two.
They're good size.
Two half dollars.
Okay. Some of them thinking they're like biscuit size. 50 cents each. Doesn't really seem that ridiculous.
No.
I'd pay $5 for 12.
Yeah.
I'm only going to eat three and take the rest home like a grandma.
That was the only reason.
In a napkin.
That was the only reason I was going to Red Lobster to begin with. Now you're going to charge me? No, I'm done.
You can buy them at the grocery store.
No, I've done that and it's garbage.
It's not the same.
It's garbage. They don't taste anywhere near as good as they do in that fish smelling restaurant.
I knew this was going to hit you hard. I didn't know it was going to hit you this hard.
This is...
Very tough day today.
Yeah. Dead.
So you need the smell of fish in order to just down the biscuits?
Yes.
No! God! No! God! Please, no! No! No!
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there was a lot of talk last week about Jeff Bezos and how much money he spent on this house, the most expensive home purchase ever in Los Angeles, about $250 million for the property that he bought along with the one that was next door. No big deal,
chump
right?
Change yeah. to him.
Well, it's funny that that everyone is upset about this because, you know, Jeff Bezos and Amazon have been under fire as of late for not paying their fair share of taxes and everything else. This probably isn't going to help. According to the SEC filings, the price that he paid for the house is more than Amazon paid in income tax in 2019.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Woo, boy. Yeah. And now he's trying to go on an apology tour. I'm going to donate $10 billion to the environment. No, you're not.
Yeah, so,
you're
going to
buy yourself like a $10 billion private jet or a fleet of them that are
eco-friendly.
Yeah.
Eco-friendly.
Right. You freaking douche.
Say it with jest.
I don't know if I've ever heard anyone be called a freaking douche before.
I had to catch myself.
But Amazon owes more than $1 billion in federal income tax, according to the SEC filings, but has only paid $162 million of it so far because, you know, they're cash flow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They will defer the remaining $914 million it owes in 2019 federal income taxes. A Amazon spokesperson declined to comment on the property purchase or the company's tax rates.
So they're just like on a payment plan?
Yeah. Speaking of Amazon, the executive that used to work for Amazon Web Services told BBC in a recent interview, his name is Robert Frederick, that, yeah, your Amazon Alexa is definitely listening to you at all times. And he actually would turn his own device off during particularly sensitive conversations.
But, I mean, that makes sense that they're listening to us at all times. How else, if they're not listening, how would they know when we're trying to talk to it?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, I mean, it makes sense, but if it's recording it and, it's like, recording taking, it, like, sending
and then
it back to the home base.
Sending it to, like, third parties to transcribe it so they can sell you more stuff. And you're like,
work better. Yeah, it all seems very sketchy.
Transcribed by humans is the big problem that I have. Because that means that people
are listening
to your private conversations. Yeah.
That's not, not cool at all.
Human staff listened to conversations, and they do say it's, you know, less than 1% to check accuracy and information, and then it's made anonymous before
I don't believe it either.
I don't
believe that in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, less than 1%.
Amazon now offers an opt-out annotation and are working to give customers the ability to delete the recordings if they don't want them held on the system. But again, it's like going through all of these different
settings. Yeah. Why don't just make it a general? Why even record them in the first place? We have to go through.
Amazon also under fire for the Ring doorbells and the way it uses that data, particularly in supplying the video to police forces and whether or not. I mean, look, like if there's a crime in the neighborhood, everyone wants that crime to get solved as quickly as possible.
You have to opt into it,
right? Yeah, but like Amazon shouldn't just be deciding to give that video to anyone. That's your video.
Yes. Yeah. 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 And it's your information that you're paying for, plain and simple. You should be able to opt into that. And not that we're trying to protect criminals. No. But there's a level of digital privacy that should be had.
How can they not ask for that? I mean, you have to ask for surveillance video that's any cameras that are in any type of parking lot.
Yeah,
they have to request permission for.
Or go get a court order.
Yeah,
exactly.
One or the other.
That's mind-blowing to me that can even hold up.
So New Mexico wanted to become the 12th state to legalize recreational marijuana, but not going to happen, at least right now. Fell flat after state senators in the legislature, dominated by Democrats, rejected a bill that would force permission for sales in all of the state cities and towns. It was a late-night committee vote on Wednesday, and a couple of Democrats joined the Republicans in a 6-4 vote that would basically stop the bill. So,
idiots. You stupid, stupid idiots. Like, what are you doing? Like, New Mexico, you don't really have much else going on for you, do you? But, oh, God, the devil's lettuce.
Yeah, no,
it's going to ruin
gonna
our
everyone.
It's going to ruin
Let's
our state.
Stick with the meth.
Yeah.
Right?
They did a whole show and filmed it in Albuquerque because you guys are known
for
your meth.
Uh-huh.
So maybe the marijuana isn't the issue here.
But it's the gateway drug.
It's just not. Right? It's going to make you start wanting to do all sorts of drugs.
They legalized.
You're already sleeping with your cousin.
Oh, my
And doing
gosh.
Meth. Like, what is...
There's nothing.
Is marijuana going to make it worse?
It's Canada, as a whole, has legalized marijuana. And we're well over a dozen states here in the U.S. All the good ones, I'll just say that for the most part, have legalized marijuana. So
all the good
far.
States?
Yeah.
I mean, there's still a lot of good states out there, I would say, that haven't quite got there yet. At
they're
least
on
it's
the train.
The reason why
they're
this
not
story,
shutting it down.
Yeah, the reason that this story is surprising is because we've heard so many states push this through and then... You see New Mexico be like, nope, a last-minute thing. And it's a couple of senators flipping. You're like, it seems like dirty politics, right? Like, there's money involved.
Totally. Yes.
And honestly,
the alcohol industry.
Yep. Eventually, they're going to end up getting, they're going to all die anyway, so we'll get a bunch of pot states here soon. It's okay.
So the IRS has quietly deleted guidelines that Fortnite virtual currency must be reported on tax returns. This was actually a thing for a minute.
They wanted us to report, like... our fake Fortnite money.
The fake
our
video
taxes.
Game money.
So, wait, same for like Grand Theft Auto then? All of the billions of dollars you could have started accruing
my
on
Red
GTA?
My Red Dead Redemption dollars?
Yeah.
Wait, so I have to report that Trans Am with a hooker in the trunk?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone. I honestly think you guys are the best-looking radio show of all time. Like, seriously, name one other show that has a stacked group of hotties like you all do. I'll wait.
Message deleted.
Hotties.
I'll wait. Man, that's a good question.
Nah,
you're not going to find a lot of arguments around here.
It's an industry full of ugly people. That's why we're not doing TV.
You do TV.
Yeah, yeah. We just did TV on Saturday night. Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't remember that. I was drunk. yeah, you know, I mean, it is. I mean, like, usually what it is, it's like if you are exceptionally good looking and you are a decent radio person, like, they end up, like, just stealing you away to go do some really awful TV show.
TV is not fun.
No, it is not.
So here's the thing. It's like, I've done a lot of TV over the years. This is fun. Like, every day doing this, it changes. It's interesting. We get to have real conversations. We actually get to share our thoughts. TV, it's like, just read
script,
this.
Monkey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just read this and try not to screw it up. And that's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's... It's fun because it pays a lot of money, but that's it.
It's not rewarding. We're looking.
Getting my hair and makeup done, though.
Okay, so there's that.
That's always fun being a girl.
Yeah,
as a man,
nothing worse.
Yeah, as a dude, there's almost nothing worse than having to get your makeup done
really?
To be on TV. Yeah,
like I'll just look like a shiny, like zit. Filled, just garbage person that just got done doing a whole bunch of meth, even though I didn't. But that's the way I come across.
Like, why is that guy sweating so much? Don't worry about it. He's got a lot of secrets.
Need some more meth.
But thank you for saying that. But yeah, we're not exceptionally good looking in real life. We're just good looking for radio people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll take it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What up? Baby steps. 39 years old. Just bought my first craft beer. I'm going to tell you about it. It's a malt, pilsner, hop, tetanig. Belgium style triple ale with added spice, 9.5% ABV. I got a lengthy review on it. You ready? Cold, wet, yummy.
Message deleted.
A 9.5% pilsner, huh?
You sure you're reading that right?
There was a bunch of stuff that there was before that, though. It was a malt
and something.
Well, whatever, man. You do you. You know, like, here's the thing. Like, if you like craft beer, cool. If you don't, you know, like, I don't judge. I don't like the people who are like, how dare you drink a macro brewed lager? And, you know, who cares?
Right.
If it makes you happy, you do you.
Yeah.
But there is a world out there of delicious craft beers, you know, and that you should.
Worth exploring. That's what we've been doing for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And every single week we'll find something
that's
at least interesting, you know.
But I'll say this. Anytime I meet somebody who turns their nose up at what somebody else likes when it comes to, like, beer or even liquor, I just go, like, why do you feel the need to just
comment
on what I'm consuming?
You enjoy something else doesn't make your taste better or more interesting. You just buy more expensive beer.
But the people who don't like cilantro, I don't trust them.
Who don't like cilantro?
Yeah.
But it's a gene.
I know.
They're
defective.
Did you know that? That there's a gene that makes people...
It makes it taste like soap or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean they're defective?
Chop off my tongue. What a betrayal.
You're not fully elevated and involved like myself.
You can't even eat an egg. What are you talking about?
You can't eat an egg?
You can't eat lettuce or eggs.
You know where eggs come from? Chicken butts. I ain't eating a chicken butt egg. Hell no.
Lettuce, man.
Why?
Lettuce is just giant cilantro.
Wait,
mind blown.
Wait, why can you not eat chicken or eggs?
Eggs don't come from the butt, bro. I just want to let you know.
It's not the butt.
Also. Yeah.
Not the eggs I've seen.
Man, you got to get off the internet.
Yeah.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Smell?
Eggs
delicious.
Don't smell
like butt.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there is a peach farmer that just got awarded $265 million from some of the chemical giants after the weed killer ruined his crops.
Deserved.
A farmer awarded $265 million by Bayer and BASF after a weed killer made by the firms drifted onto his farm and damaged his trees. Bill Bader, who owns Missouri's largest peach farm, claimed the two companies encouraged his neighbors to use the weed killer irresponsibly, causing irreparable damage to his property. $265 million.
I don't know. I think that maybe he deserved more. Monsanto and all of that, they just totally have just taken out the farming industry. So,
yeah, the designer seeds.
Yeah.
Have you heard about those stories where like some designer seeds drifted onto somebody else's farm and then they go after these farmers for stealing their seeds? And you're just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
It's like literal like dystopian evil villain type stuff. So like them getting hit with a $260 million fine, like, yeah. You got to be better, especially when it involves, like, basically just something that just is killing the earth.
Yeah.
Not that I'm trying to be a hippie, but I like peaches, and I want them.
Millions of peaches, peaches for me. Millions of peaches.
What is peaches this?
For free. The Presidents of the United
millions
States of America.
Millions of peaches.
But you've never heard this song?
No.
What?
Never.
Really?
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
Look at
that.
Millions of peaches. No.
Presidents of the United States of America. We're just coming off of President's Day.
Yeah.
Why is this just looped?
I don't know.
That's how the song goes?
No.
We wanted that bridge in there.
It does a loop 7 times in a row, man. Uh-oh.
So
it's move to the country.
Like a school of rock.
It is back. Singles night at the bar, which is a little surprising. A recent survey by Inner Circle revealed that 41% of daters would refuse to attend one, citing embarrassment and awkwardness issues as the main reasons. But there's a lot of these that are coming back because people are getting tired of the online dating.
Why would the band that sang Bad Boys be citing studies about singles bars? If you remember, they did sing Bad Boys, what you gonna do?
Is that Inner Circle? Is
yes.
Who saying that?
Is yes,
it?
It is.
You know what's funny? Is I was at a music festival one time when they played.
Did you
somebody,
go
how long
somebody,
was
nuts?
This had to have been 2002 or something like that. Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Little band, Inner Circle action going on.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Well, it kind of makes sense. Bad Boys, what you gonna do? Singles.
I mean, this is a classic.
Ooh.
All I want to see is somebody get tased now. Anytime this comes on, yeah. Somebody should be tased.
Somebody getting body slammed, somebody getting tased, and then wait for it. Oh, pit maneuver, yeah!
I saw the greatest pit maneuver of all time over the weekend.
In the Daytona 500?
No. God,
oh,
I'm glad.
Damn,
I'm glad
Dave.
That Ryan Newman's doing
that's
okay.
So dark.
No, but
that was just what it was.
Yeah,
it'd be a crazy pit maneuver, yeah.
And when Ryan Newman gets out of the hospital, he should whoop Denny Hamlin's ass,
yeah.
Straight up.
Fight,
but the Arizona
fight,
Highway
fight.
Patrol apparently have like pickup trucks instead of like normal cars. So it's like these big ass.
Wait,
like,
which Highway Patrol?
Arizona.
Arizona does?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to start watching.
And so there was a car that was driving, and it was like a three police car coordinated pit maneuver, and it was just like so soft. Like they like
the effortless,
like,
just the little.
And then the guy, so they hit him from the back, uh-huh. And then he goes sideways, and there's a truck in front of him.
And then he barrel rolled and died.
No, oh. he slows down and catches the nose, and so it's just like they almost are like catching the car and turn it sideways, and the third one comes in and blocks him in. But it was a true
thing of beauty.
That's right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I love that we live in a world where we appreciate the fine art of the pit maneuver because there's been so many cop shows on TV over the years.
And it was a guy who had been on the run for 8 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What a way to go down.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Morgan is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hey, Morgan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Excellent. Tell us about your level of education so we can determine how you're going to beat Mahoney and how easy it's going to be for you.
I have a bachelor's in radio, TV, film, and then a master's in education.
Master's in education.
Are you? Are you coming for our jobs, Mr. Morgan?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're far more talented than I am.
Okay.
Oh, he's saying all the right things.
Keep it that way.
Well, real nice.
One of us are.
All right. Mahoney, if you would be so kind as to please leave, go to your soundproof box. Do not return until you are instructed.
I'm going to be owning Morgan.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So you guys are going to be asked the same questions. There is a total of 5 questions today, so there is no pass, okay?
Okay. All right.
No
best
pass
of luck
today.
No pass today. Oh. Question number 1. What is the smallest type of tree in the world?
A bonsai.
A bonsai is correct.
Damn.
Coming in
trees.
Strong.
Yeah. You know your trees. Look at it. Question number 2. What 2 colors make up the flag of Greece?
Blue and white.
Blue and white. Makes that a perfect two for two. Congratulations.
Morgan knows his grease.
You are doing great. Question number three. In a standard pack of cards, which king is the only one not to have a mustache?
Oh. Diamonds?
No, unfortunately. See, it's a king of hearts. King of hearts.
That was a tough one.
That's a tough one. On to question number four. What is the slowest moving mammal in the world?
Oh, geez.
Very.
I feel like something should be really obvious, and I'm second guessing it.
The answer is not Mahoney.
Yeah, if it's something really obvious, it's probably just that.
Yeah.
An elephant.
Oh, Morgan.
An elephant?
Oh, Morgan.
No, much slower.
Is it in the
sloth?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
Good, Morgan.
I was even thinking it might have been a water creature.
A water creature? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the fifth and final question. You're doing great. You have three correct. Here we go. The what horoscope sign has a crab?
Cancer.
Yeah. 4 out of 5. Very nice.
Morgan,
very nice.
Are you a Cancer yourself?
No, I'm an Aquarius.
Ooh.
What are you?
Me? Yeah. I'm a Libra.
Yeah, I'm a Cancer.
Yeah. You are a Cancer?
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but...
I don't know either, really.
All right, Mahoney, have a seat. There's five questions. There is no pass today. Best of luck to you.
Oh, you're too lazy to come up with six questions?
No, I'm not too
lazy. Is that what's going on?
There's just no pass today. It's not too lazy.
Uh-huh. It's a test of your true knowledge.
Really?
Question number one. What is the smallest type of tree in the world?
The smallest type of tree?
Yeah. Five seconds.
A bonsai tree.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that's
good
right.
Save, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Google
good
it.
Save, bro.
Yeah, I just Googled it.
Question number two. What two colors make up the flag of Greece?
Blue and white.
In a standard pack of cards, which king is the only one not to have a mustache?
Oh, man. I'll say hearts.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
Yes, total crapshoot.
Yes. Well, how dare you? I know my poker.
Oh, really? Yeah. I played poker with you. You do not know your poker.
Played some poker over the weekend. Made a whole bunch of money.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Look at that wallet over there. It's fat stacks. Fat stacks, baby.
Got to lean.
Virtually no money in there.
Okay, that's true.
What is the slowest moving mammal in the world?
A slowest moving mammal in the world. Oh, God. I should know this.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough one.
I mean, I want to say a sloth, but I don't think that's right. So, no, but I'm still going to go with sloth.
Are you sure?
Is that right? I feel like there was something else. Yeah. I'm trying to think. All right.
And final question for you. What horoscope sign has a crab?
Cancer.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Come on.
Mahoney got 5 for 5. Morgan only got 4 out of 5. So Mahoney.
Wow. He seems like a nice young man. And, you know, I feel like, you know, this winning streak, I should pay it forward.
You feeling humble?
It's a very.
Shut up, Mahoney. Nobody cares what you think.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Are you saying that we should still give him the tickets?
He's an educator. And he just got taken to school, bitch! That's right! That's right!
Oh! All right, Morgan. We'll give you the tickets to go see Deftones August 1st over at the Pearl Inside the Palms.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Have you guys ever played the HQ trivia game?
I did when it first came out, like a couple times, and I was like, all right.
So they actually have these trivia hosts that are live, I guess, for these broadcasts. Have you guys ever seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess that the hosts were drunk or something.
The HQ trivia is going out of business. They went bankrupt, and so they didn't even have any money to give away. Like one of the
hosts gone bankrupt, shut down. The presenters were drinking and swearing during its last live broadcast. The finals game prize was just $5, and it came out of the pocket of one of the hosts, Matt Richards. And the prize was split by 523 viewers.
Whoa.
It's a far cry from back in the day. If you recall, I mean, prizes were up there in like the $300,000 range. And The Rock was a guest presenter during one of the 15-minute shows. HQ Trivia was free to download, free to play. Live presenter would ask 12 multiple-choice questions, and anyone who answered them correctly would win part of the prize. But here's some audio of it all going south in this final broadcast.
We were going to sell dope sweatshirts
tonight. Not anymore.
Okay, this is your turn.
Question number 8, hope you're feeling great. I'm not. Which British celebrity owns a McDonald's? Gordon Ramsay, Victoria Beckham, or Queen Elizabeth II? I'm going to go burp.
Seriously? Matt!
And I've been drinking since I got the bad news. I'm very
it's
sad.
It's Queen Elizabeth II.
This is how I react to sadness, with flatulence.
I just cry.
I cry out of my hole.
How annoying. Is that how we sound during Beer for Breakfast?
No, okay. Not at all. We sound sure. sophisticated and refined. But yeah, man, like not sad to see you go. See you later.
So Billy,
happy trails to you.
Whatever, never play, don't care.
You Billy, never played it ever?
Never, not once.
Not even when over Zeta's height?
No. Nope.
I know people who had like alarms set so they knew when to start playing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Never got into it.
Whoa.
So Billie Eilish, who obviously is all over the place right now, mm-hmm. kind of regardless of the award show, whatever it may be, has dropped her new James Bond theme, No Time to Die. Have you guys heard it yet?
Yes, yeah, I'm good. A fan.
Yeah, let me play you a little clip for those of you that haven't heard it yet again. Billie Eilish is, you know, in the long list of celebrities now that have done a James Bond theme, but probably the most popular one as of late, before this one came out, is Adele, right?
Adele, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I was going to, Paul McCartney in Wings, Live and Let Die.
Well, yeah, I mean, but as of late, man. I mean, it's what, like Paul McCartney, Madonna, Sheryl Crow,
just
Chris Cornell,
came out in the 70s,
Tom man. Jones, Sam Smith have all done it. Yeah, I mean, the 70s is not
Sheryl
as of late.
Crow?
Boomer.
I don't remember. I do not remember Sheryl Crow doing a James
Probably
Bond
Probably wasn't one of the most.
Wasn't one of the best ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's have a listen to Billie Eilish.
Seeing like the silhouettes of like all like these babes,
the dark
and,
silhouettes and
guns.
Gun shooting, and you're like, man, James Bond is awesome.
Yeah, she's bringing it back. Yeah.
And Hans Zimmer's going to be doing the entire score for the new movie. I don't know if this is going to be the last Daniel Craig James Bond. But
I believe so. Yeah.
Do you feel like it's time that we moved on though? I like Daniel Craig, but I don't feel like these are James Bond movies anymore.
I've never really liked Daniel Craig as James Bond.
Yeah. The very first one, because it was so different than what Pierce Brosnan was doing.
Yeah.
Loved Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah,
loved
I thought
Sean
Pierce
Connery.
Brosnan was the best.
Even Roger Moore, I thought, did a pretty good job. But after the very first James Bond, I just never like was like, these weren't must-see movies for me.
Yeah.
It was always like, I'll watch it if it's on Netflix or if it comes on HBO.
I've always felt like Daniel Craig's not really into it.
Really?
Like he's bothered to be doing it.
Yeah.
Which annoys me.
But is that his James Bond character? Is just always bothered to be?
Kind of.
Always bothered?
Yeah.
He's not slick. He's not smooth, which I feel like
he's
James
like a
Bond,
reluctant superhero almost, you know? And you're like
I'll
but
do
come
this
on, man.
With my dashing good looks.
Pierce Brosnan was just smooth as hell, you know?
Yeah.
Just dapper, and you're like, oh, well.
Which
Mr.
all of them
Mr.
are
Mr. Bond.
All of them are on Netflix, I think, now.
Are they?
Or Hulu, one of them. Yeah, you can see every James Bond, if you dare.
So Amanda Bynes has shared a new picture with her lover, her fiance, Paul Michael, and you said that she looks pretty awful. I haven't seen this picture
yes.
yet.
Okay, well, she's like in recovery right now, but...
Is she back in recovery? Because I know that she was in recovery and then got out and then went off the rails again. And
if you just think about what she used to look like cute, I mean, even up until... I mean, gosh, like 8 years
she
ago,
looks
she
like
was
a meth
like
head
semi-decent
now.
Looking girl.
She looks, like, she looks like a meth head.
She has a face tattoo now that's a heart, and it's like a, it looks like a friend tattooed it on her. Like,
but you just, this color of your skin, right, guys, you see on there, you know, and it just has that like Ooh, does not look good, but, you know, I know
she doesn't look like a celebrity.
She's,
at all.
She looks like somebody who would rob a 7-Eleven.
She got her lips
that's
done.
That's a real
and
tattoo
all,
beneath her.
That's a real tattoo. Her lips are done, and they look like all misshapen, and it's bad. It's bad. It's sad.
Yeah. I did a heart tattoo on myself, and it looks better than what happened on Amanda's face.
Doesn't it look like it's just like she did it with her left hand?
Yeah.
Wait, you did a heart tattoo on yourself?
Yeah, I did, and it looks a lot better than that. I want to know how much she paid for that.
$4.
Yeah.
Where did you do a heart tattoo
on
yourself?
It's on my arm.
On your arm?
How did you? Why?
Yeah. Just because.
I love that.
Yeah, thank you. For reactions like that, that's why I did it.
I love that, really. I wish it would have been on your butt,
that's
though.
Not...
A little butt cheek.
How are you going to do that by myself?
Your own butt cheek?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, just
you tattoo my butt cheek?
No, Dave.
Come on.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Just a little kiss. Little some lips.
Are you sure she's in recovery?
I don't know. She posted a selfie that looked like it was in a grandma's bedroom. Like, if that's her bedroom now, that's just, where did all their money go? Where did all the money go?
Drugs.
No! Why did you do that? Why? Why did you do that, Terry?
There was a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
These are all real reviews from around the country, and for the first time today, it's not exclusively just Karen's. There's also a Darren that has made the cut. We were trying to figure out the male version of Karen, and we thought, well, are Darren's those people? And today, I would, at least for this particular Karen Chronicles, I would say yes.
Have we figured out what kind of haircut Darren has, though? Because we know the Karen haircut.
Does he have a man bun?
Oh, it could be.
Oh, yeah.
Is it like a combination of like a My Chemical Romance emo with a man bun?
I will tell you this. The Darren from the Darren Diaries today, his profile picture was him wearing a visor.
Was it upside down?
No, it was a straight visor.
Was it
but
the party
still,
visor?
Yeah, no top on.
The visor could make sense, too.
It's a combination man bun, frosted tips, and emo swoop hair.
With a visor.
Yes.
First one is a Wendy's in Urbandale, Iowa. It's 4.5 out of 5 stars for this Wendy's.
Very highly
King
rated.
King D said 5 out of 5. I had to do a Yelp shout out to this Wendy's. It's fast food, so you never know it, though, by the way that you're treated. Clean lobby, plays great music. Was greeted by 4 different employees when I walked in.
Wow.
Nick S said 5 out of 5 stars. Looking good for looking for a good fast food burger without breaking the bank. Look no further. I came here because of the excellent reviews, and it did not disappoint. Karen S., 1 out of 5 stars. The perennial problem with Wendy's has always been that, like Popeyes, they have rotten customer service. I don't know where they find these employees, but whatever that place may be, we should really think about setting it on fire. I don't care if the manager is helping somebody else out. You can't hire idiots like this. I saw the manager last time in there, and he looked like a hoodlum himself. You know what I said about needing a set a fire earlier? Maybe they should think of burning this Wendy's down, too. Even if they don't, I'll act as if it was burned down and never come back.
Hoodlums, huh?
Uh-huh.
Karen?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Seems a little racist, Karen.
Hoodlums,
And I also think that they're going to be okay without your service. Or I guess your
patronage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're going to come crawling back with the spicy chicken nuggets now available once again.
Mm-hmm. You bring back that Dijon dipping sauce, the Dijon honey mustard.
Oh. And your problem is obviously more important than the other customer's problem.
This is a Best Western Plus in Fort Stockton, Texas.
I'm not familiar where Fort Stockton is. But I know Stockton, California, and if Fort Stockton's anything like that. Okay.
This is a 4.5 out of 5 stars for this Best Western Plus.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Right.
Jana B. said 5 out of 5. No regrets staying here, paying a few more bucks compared to the other hotels in the area. I loved it, and the room was super spacious. Jessica W., 5 out of 5 stars. This is by far my favorite Best Western I've ever stayed in. All the staff, very encouraging, very nice, and the lady that was hosting breakfast did a wonderful job.
Wow.
Karen P., 1 out of 5 stars. The worst hotel I have ever been to. We had to find a hotel for the night, and the place was one of only a few available. We came in, and we were the only ones in line, and the guy at the front desk was on the phone. We were trying to check in, but he stayed on the phone. He hung up the phone and then apologized, saying it was another guest. But come on, have some common sense and help the people who are right there in front of you. When we got to our room, the whole hotel reminded me of a swimming pool, but fair enough, I guess it was hipstery and cool. Personally, I don't care for that vibe. Then around midnight, a truck parked under our window and there was a noise. I called the front desk and they said there's nothing they can do about it. Thanks to the terrible hotel, I felt like 4 hours of sleep. And then dropped so much of exclamations that I can't say on the radio. There was a noise from a truck outside. What did you want them to do?
It's not their problem.
It's outside of the hotel, lady.
Wait, and also, why does everybody get a knock? I mean, I get hipsters kind of have their own reputation.
No, don't defend hipsters.
Don't.
But
don't
why is hipster. She? Don't. What I'm saying, though, is that hipsters know where the cool places are. That's why they're
no, they don't.
And it's not a Best Western plus. All right.
I
just want to throw that out there.
Maybe.
Maybe. But maybe. Also, maybe so, yeah.
Put the shoe on the other foot, Karen. What if you were calling about the noise outside of your window and they hung up on
they
you?
They never just slam down the phone and talk to the person in front of them.
It's just called etiquette, man. Like, if they were talking to somebody before you walked in, they don't have to get off the phone. They can try to wrap it up immediately, but...
Are you ready for our very first Darren?
Okay.
This is the S&P Restaurant and Sports Bar in Santa Fe Springs, California. 4.5 out of 5 stars. Jesse N. said 5 out of 5 stars. Great environment all the way around. Can't wait to go back. Bar is amazing. Food is amazing. People are amazing. Highly recommend. Alfred J., 5 out of 5 stars. Had a wonderful time here, and our server, Alyssa, made the day that much better. Darren R., 1 out of 5 stars. My wife, Melanie, took me to S&P for breakfast. Normally, I like to make breakfast myself, and nobody makes a better breakfast than me, believe me. And I make it very inexpensively, and the beauty in that is the fact that I'm quite wealthy. The breakfast was in serious trouble from the start. No waffles. I'm not big on compromise. I understand compromise. Sometimes compromise is the right answer. But oftentimes, compromise is the equivalent of defeat. And I don't like to be defeated. So I complained to the manager about the fact that there was no waffles. And the manager turned out to be a baby and a loser. I didn't pay my bill. Again, I don't like to be defeated. I should have them pay me for my breakfast. I'm making it home.
I hate him so much. Are you kidding me?
He may be worse than Karen.
Oh, yes.
That is probably the worst human being. I don't even know you, Darren. Uh-huh. I don't have to know you.
Can we just stop with the 4 pages of backstory as well?
Like nobody cares how much money you have. Nobody cares if you love waffles and they didn't have waffles. And so you stormed out without paying your bill.
What a loser.
Oh,
I bet he has a blog
giant
where he... I bet he has a blog where he gives recipes, and it's like 14 paragraphs, and then finally getting to the recipe.
The only person that reposts it is Gwyneth Paltrow on Goop. And finally, this is Sanford's in Astoria, New York, and Nina S. said 5 out of 5 stars. Overall, very well reviewed, so 4.5 out of 5 for this place. Nina said 5 out of 5. The over-the-top comfort food done right. Fun atmosphere. Bring your stretchy pants. Love, love, love.
Okay.
Kelsey H., 5 out of 5. Amazing spot. Great food. And all of the people there, just wonderful. Karen K., 1 out of 5 stars. I cannot for the life of me figure out what the attraction is here. It felt, looked, and smelled dirty, like a used furniture store. I imagine the owner has a million friends who are all 29. The food was absolutely vile, and the service was so forgettable, I can't even remember if our server was a boy or a girl. At least make it a point to make me remember your gender next time.
Oh.
Mainly, I couldn't get over the dirty aura of this place. I showered when I came home. Not kidding.
What's wrong with 29-year-olds? That's all I got out of that.
This is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Virgin Trains is still planning on that big station on South Las Vegas Boulevard. The proposed station is going to be right near the South Premium Outlets, according to... Isn't that where that city was going to be with the self-healing sidewalks and all that stuff?
I don't remember where they're going to put that, but whatever.
It's located off Las Vegas Boulevard and El Dorado Lane.
Okay.
And near Robbindale, the Southern Nevada base for the proposed $4.8 billion rail link with Southern California will stand 2 stories tall, have a 7-story tall parking garage, slated for a portion of 110 acres of land, according to the plans. It's going to have a self-ticketing area, a departure lobby, a retail space, baggage claim, office space.
Wow.
Plans call for the second floor to include retail and office space, passenger waiting area, security, outdoor drinking and dining possibilities were also noted. First floor of the parking terminal includes dedicated travel lanes for taxis and ride-hailing apps, as well as a separate turnout area for a shuttle bus pickup. The parking garage would connect to the train terminal to a 138-foot-long pedestrian walkway. So they're really rolling out all the plans for this, and this is the one that goes down to Victorville.
So is this still on?
Yeah.
For 2020 rollout?
Well, no. So they're saying that if everything goes according to plan, the project is scheduled to begin construction later this year, but it's actually going to be functioning by 2023.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. If it ever happens. We've heard a lot of these stories over the years.
We get these stories every other
year. I mean, if anyone's going to be able to pull it off, you'd think it'd be Virgin,
it's
right?
It's a big company. Yeah. And Richard Branson's putting, obviously the Hard Rock's going to be rebranded as the Virgin Hotel.
Have you guys seen those Virgin cruises?
Yeah.
No.
Those look pretty sweet.
They look all right. Yeah. My only problem is I feel like there's going to be too many drunk people.
Yeah, I mean, that's everywhere you go on vacation all the time.
Yeah,
except for Disney cruises.
That's right. I'm the drunkest.
Which is the only. Always the drunkest.
Which is how
they never run out of alcohol on those boats, do they?
No, they do not. And the bar is never packed. So that works out. But can't wait till we get a bullet train from Victorville here. Yeah. Only the finest.
I mean, it is definitely not for the people that live here in Las Vegas,
no,
right?
It is
for the people in Southern California that want to drive to Victorville and then bullet train the rest of the way up to Vegas.
I feel like once you've made it past the Cajon Pass anyway, you're already basically, you've done all the hard work to get here. You've gotten out of the...
If I lived in Southern California, I would do this, though, for sure.
Would you?
Yeah.
So why are we making something that's convenient for them and then get nothing in return?
Because we get all their money.
Yeah.
So they all come here and drop off their money and then go back. It's kind of nice.
But just faster.
Yeah.
But still, I don't know. I feel like if I'm driving, let's say I live somewhere in Southern California.
It's just traffic, though. I mean, because you get
past all the highway traffic.
But you're not that hung up in it, though, because you're always going the opposite direction. Like, people that come from Southern California, like,
I don't want to get out of my car in Victorville, man.
It's not for you. It's for them.
Even them. If I'm like living in Malibu and I'm coming to Las Vegas,
you're on a PJ then.
Yeah. So not a great look for the lodge. There's a bunch of lodge, bar, and restaurants around Las Vegas. There was two on-duty police officers who were refused service at the local bar and restaurant last week on February 13th, according to the Las Vegas Metro Police Department. Two officers were taking a lunch break, again, in service, and when they walked in, the bartender allegedly said, "We don't serve you guys anymore." Cool.
If that's true.
It's true, because the lodge came out and they said that definitely does not represent our corporate position on this. That was a single individual.
Yeah.
That was the bartender there. That person's been suspended.
Well, they need to do more than suspended. Like, you need to fire him, and then you need to make an LEO charity to make a large donation to. And I know, yes, it sucks when somebody who is not like management or doesn't represent your company does something stupid like that, but it happened. You hired them. It happened in your restaurant. And if you want to save some face in the community,
make it better by doing something proactive, not just saying we're doing an internal investigation and we've suspended the individual. You're fired.
See you later.
Suspended.
Yeah.
See you later, douche.
Not enough.
This is a pretty cool move. The Nevada Highway Patrol worked together with some Good Samaritans and rescued a couple of dogs on a highway here in Las Vegas over the course of the weekend. They responded to the report of loose dogs on the 15 near Washington Avenue on Thursday morning. They found a witness who spotted the canines and managed to capture the huskies. So there were a couple of huskies, and they got into the car. They were taken to the Las Vegas Animal Foundation while they are searching for their owner. So if you lost a couple of huskies on the 15, the police would like a word with you. But thankfully, the dogs are safe.
Yeah,
it seems a little suspicious.
Kind of pandemonium that would cause, I can't even imagine. But I feel like, do they just like pull up and just throw the door open and the huskies just jump in?
Just jump in, yeah, I don't know.
Crazy-ass dogs.
So we talked about how, Wynn and a lot of the other companies that are based here in Las Vegas are really getting hit hard by the coronavirus, and not just because people aren't coming from overseas because of a lot of travel fears, but also because all the casinos in Macau had to shut down. And what was it, like $2 million a day, 2.7, something like that Wynn was losing? They have been allowed to reopen as of Friday. So it was a 15-day closure imposed to help block the spread of the coronavirus. The territory's finance secretary announced the decision on Monday, their time, at a news conference, and they have now open back up. So
they're containing the coronavirus a little bit better? Is that what they were assuming here?
Yeah, or? I mean, so they think that it might be plateauing, but we just don't know yet. I mean, there's still a lot of new cases that are being reported, and also the big issue with China is that they don't tell the truth a lot of time. We don't know whether or not it's actually continuing to spread and if it's getting outside of that initial area where
it all began.
So
they just reopened, even though they have no confirmed, and they're just like, well, we're just tired of losing money.
Well, so they haven't announced the reopening of other public facilities in the area, but the casinos, we must get those reopened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are the important things. Chinese politician had a weekend vacation planned.
Yeah.
Like, let's open this thing up on a Friday.
It's like when you're in a casino and the alarm starts going off and nobody moves at all. There could be a fire raging through half this casino and someone's like, let me finish this blackjack hand.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I feel like charcuterie boards are overrated. It's just cheese and leftover deli meat that was in your fridge. So, like, was that not good enough for actual food? Like, I came over hungry and need more than a freaking olive. It's the truth.
Message deleted.
Well, I had a charcuterie board last night, so I disagree.
Charcuterie boards are fantastic. Take it back, sir. Blasphemy.
I mean, in certain cases they are. But also, you know, if you're having, like, it depends on how
it's
long.
An appetizer. The reason why I like charcuterie boards.
If there's nothing else, he's saying.
You're going to the wrong parties, man. Don't show up hungry if it's a type of party that's going to put out a charcuterie board and that's it. That's not acceptable. you can't just put out cheese.
If you're going to be there for multiple hours, you know.
Yeah,
be more than just cheese and like some salami slices.
There was a picture that went viral on Twitter though that was just like a massive table filled with like the best charcuterie spread I've ever seen.
I feel like that's too much of a flex too. Like okay, cool.
So one's not enough, the other's too much. Pick a side, Mahoney.
No, I'm saying like you don't need a 17-foot long charcuterie spread.
I do too, with all the jams and the fixings, all the different types of olives.
90%. So here's the thing. Anytime I go to somebody's house, be it Dave's or he comes over to mine or we go over to another friend's house and there's a party, 90% of the food does not get eaten. Like last time we went over for your daughter's first birthday and your wife had made a beautiful spread out there. Like it got eaten a little bit, but most of the time people just are like, eh. They just kind of like, it's so much work to do that and it never gets like really eaten. And other people bring over food and snacks and desserts and nobody eats those either.
It depends on how comfortable you are at the person's home. Because if I'm comfortable at your place, I am eating all your food.
Do you guys like bringing stuff? Because I strongly dislike bringing stuff.
I always offer.
You're obligated to offer. Like, what can I bring? And then if they're like, oh, nothing. And then they're like, oh my God, can you stop and get ice?
Like, no.
You're like, no, man. Getting ice is a big pain in the butt.
This is why I have floated this out. Anytime.
Yes, it is. Hate it.
Anytime that we get together, which I don't know why nobody else has taken me up on this, let's just pay for it to get catered. Because for me to go buy all the stuff, make the stuff, whatever it's going to be, is going to be at least $50 to $100, most likely.
Like, I mean, to be fair,
I'll chip in $50 to $100 for a get-together.
I know what you're doing right now. You're lobbying that everyone pays for your taco guy. Because last time the Mahoney had a party, there was a taco guy at his house, and nobody kicked in on it.
I didn't ask anybody to.
That's what I mean. Kicked in on it. Do you want some money, man? I'll give you some money.
No, I do not. But I feel like if we're going to go over to somebody else's house who wants us to bring food, I'd rather just kick in money for it.
Yeah.
So nobody has to work and there's no cleanup. That's 1,000 times easier, and that's so much better. Like, anything that I cook is not going to be good. That taco guy, amazing.
I don't believe that for a second, sir. I have watched all of your Instagram stories, and you are doing great with your Brava.
Yeah, that's for me. That's a single serving.
I would like
serving.
A Brava steak.
No, not going
to
happen.
Yeah, I would like to come over to your house, and I would like you to feed me one of your delicious chicken breasts.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So today I got into an argument with one of my coworkers. They were creating more work for other people without I guess, following through on their end, and then they just kind of drop it in other people's laps. I let them have it. At the end of everything, everyone's heads kind of cooled down, and I swallowed crow. I believe that they were never going to take their responsibility. Have you guys ever had to do that? Take the hit and apologize for something that you know is not your fault, but you realize that unless you, I guess, cave, no one is like, it's not, the issue isn't going to resolve or anything?
Message 100%.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like,
what?
The thing is like, being right sometimes just not that important.
Then pushing, pushing the situation.
Just make it go away.
I don't feel like you, I mean, I don't know, maybe not apologize, but you just don't bring it up.
Just accepting responsibility for what's currently happening, whether or not it's your fault. I mean, it just is an easier way to get things solved.
That's weird that you're not hardwired like that, Mahoney.
It's just easier to be a problem solver in that
instance. That's why this show works, because two of us are willing to apologize for all the dumb stuff you do.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas, a radio.com station, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios, home of the woo, inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
Because you're always wrong.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. I'm always right, so no need to apologize.
Dave, I'm sorry.
And apologize.
I'm sorry too, Audrey.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So this guy is living my dream. Do you guys take a great amount of satisfaction like I do when you're putting your grocery cart back? You put your foot on the bottom thing and you just kick it in there and goes in fast?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's reckless.
It's not reckless. I mean, it's right there at the thing. But, I mean, okay, let me backtrack a little bit here. I used to work at Bilo, which is a grocery store in South Carolina.
Okay.
And when I was a bag
boy.
Was
that a Rich or a, like, the average person?
It's called Bilo.
Bilo.
The average person grocery store?
Bilo. It was not for the rich folk, no. Okay. This was not, like, a fancy Publix or something like that.
Oh.
Certainly not a Whole Foods. This is, yeah, average, regular poor people work there and shop there. Okay. I was the former, and I was a bag boy, but one of the jobs was to go get the carts out of the parking lot as well, so I was pretty proficient and not just riding the carts, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You get on the back, but also being able to kick them and quickly put them into the corral, and then you bring them all inside at once.
The corral.
That's what it's called. Don't you make fun of me. A Georgia man is being praised for his good timing after he was caught on video using his grocery cart to take out a shoplifting suspect in a Walmart parking lot. The quick-thinking Good Samaritan appeared to time the exact moment the suspect would run past his cart before pushing it in front of his path in the Peachtree City Police Department video that was released this week. The video shows the cart knocking the suspect to the ground, allowing officers to catch up and apprehend him.
It was it was a solid push by this guy, but also,
this guy's living my dream, man. If I was a superhero, that would be my superpower.
Yeah.
I don't cart know boy. If the punishment and the crime are going to match out, because had that cart taken a wrong turn and caught him in the back of the Achilles.
That's when he flat tires somebody.
He would never walk again. He would be permanently disfigured after a cart incident like that.
What was he trying to steal?
We don't know.
It says that he's a felony shoplifting, though, and obstruction.
Over $500 probably. I mean, he didn't have anything on him. But also, the guy sacrificed his own groceries, which I'm not doing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm not, because they all tipped over. Eggs, your milk.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'd go back in, get her, not necessarily refund, but get all of the brand new things, and then make them give me my Monopoly squares twice. I'm playing Monopoly right now.
Are you really? Even after all the stuff came out on HBO with all it being rigged and everything else?
Rig it my way.
That's McDonald's Monopoly, not grocery store Monopoly.
There's a difference?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
They don't cross promote. McDonald's does their own thing.
There's a grocery store Monopoly?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. God, where have you been?
Look at this guy who's just in his ivory tower.
Maybe it's because he's been doing the
ivory tower. Yeah, I've been. I don't go into the grocery stores that much. But
It's a whole new world in there, Dave.
So basically, whenever you get groceries, you get X amount of Monopoly squares in order to play Monopoly, and you can win up to $1 million.
They're like, oh, this is Dave. We're not giving him the. We're not giving him these.
Dave doesn't need that.
I always use self checkout when I go in there.
They can still give you Monopoly squares.
They still give you Monopoly squares? Yeah. Why haven't I gotten any Monopoly squares?
It's Albertsons, Vaughn's, Lucky's, Jewel Osco, Randall's,
Jewel Osco.
Safeway.
Piggly Wiggly on there?
Tom Thumb.
There's still Tom Thumbs out there?
Acme Markets.
I used to love Tom Thumb.
All of those, I believe all of those run the run the Monopoly.
But you go to Smith's, right? So you're not getting
the
Monopoly.
Smith's
squares.
Is the same as like Ralph's on the West Coast.
So Donald Murray is an Indiana man that has the words "crime pays" tattooed on his forehead.
Yeah, it
turns
does.
Out. It doesn't. He was charged with resisting law enforcement, reckless driving, possession of methamphetamine, maintaining a common nuisance, and auto theft after a very short pursuit on Monday.
Well, pays the state. Do pays for think, roads yeah. and things. Like.
Do you think when he goes to court, he just has to, like, have his hand over his forehead?
Yeah.
The entire time, he's just always looking down and got his trying to cover up that. Because, I mean, if you're on a jury and a guy's got a crime pays tattoo, that's pretty much it. That's like the easiest juror selection or the easiest jury you'll ever sit on in your life.
Yeah, I'm going to go with guilty here.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The most expensive screw up ever at work for you or somebody close to you. Jack joining us this morning. What's up, man?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
So what happened?
All right. So, fresh out of high school, summer, I worked for a cabinetry company, and I stopped at a casino in North Las Vegas. My partner jumped out to go cash his paycheck. The security guard runs outside, tells me I can't be parked there, literally guides me forward, puts me right into the awning canopy light system, took out that whole system, came out of my check for a full year.
Second week on the job.
The guy runs back inside and said, hey, this kid just hit the building. He guided me. Luckily, the camera showed otherwise. But
and they made you pay for it?
Oh, yeah. It was settled down cheaper, but it came out of my check.
And you still and you kept working there?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. I would have burned the place down.
Nuh-uh.
Not if it's not your fault.
Zero chance.
You got guided into the building.
Is that even legal?
I don't think so.
Should their insurance cover that?
Yeah, it
like,
had
you
to
definitely have insurance.
I should have had enough judgment of the size of a truck versus that.
And you kept working for that company for a full year?
A full year.
Do you still work for this company?
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah. Should have crashed that truck into their building.
Yeah.
That's
wild. Oh, Jack, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. When it comes to expensive things that you've wrecked at work, what is an example for you? And there's some good ones that have come in on our Facebook, including just some pictures that were posted.
Okay.
Our buddy Ralph posted a picture of what looks like a Chevrolet underneath a giant fighter jet.
Oh, that looks like a Malibu. Yeah,
it looks like a Chevy Malibu got run over by a fighter jet.
I mean, that Malibu is actually holding up pretty well for considering it got into a fight with a fighter jet.
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of the fighter jet, so I was telling you guys last week when we were thinking about this topic that one of Andrew's best friends is in the Air Force.
Yeah.
Crashed, and I want to make sure I'm saying this word right. Is it an Osprey?
Yeah.
The name of the copter plane.
Yeah, it's named after a bird, right?
Okay.
But it's technically, it looks like a helicopter because it's got the two propellers,
yes.
But technically it's a plane.
Yeah.
And they said the value of that was
$21 million.
$21
and
million.
He crashed it.
How do you even have that conversation? You're like, hey, Sarge,
They made him.
You want to sit down? Is he still in the Air Force?
He is living in Japan right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so they ship you over to Japan?
They said, we're going to
catch the Dave Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
$21 million.
I mean, he lived, though, so yeah, you got that going for you.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Most expensive mistake that you've ever made at work. Juan said, nurse in the ER as well, had a patient show up with needing a feeding tube replaced overnight. The doctor wanted it replaced exactly as it was, so I went into the GI lab and snuck out 5 kits, all worth about $2,000, all different sizes. He opened all of them, and they were 5 sterile kits, and so went, oh, whoops, none of these will work, and placed a urinary catheter in its place instead. In the morning, the GI lab was not too impressed that I had taken out 5 kits that were sterile. He opened them all. They all had to be thrown away.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why your aspirin costs $500 each.
Yeah, right.
Kyle said it's probably when I dropped a $1,400 TV from like 35 feet up. Some idiot stacked it bad, and I was a sucker who got the heat for it. This was back in 2007, so we're talking about a 42-inch Vizio LCD. It cost $1,400 at the time.
Oh, my gosh.
3 years later, that TV cost 17 cents.
Anthony said, got T-bone in my company Ford Ranger. Flipped, had a nice ride on the roof of that truck.
That's scary as hell.
Yeah.
Wear your seatbelt.
Annalee said, I dropped a pallet of Gatorade and Coke in the back and it just all exploded everywhere.
Could you imagine the stickiness? That floor, no matter how many times mop it,
doesn't matter.
Always
be sticky.
Yes. Nobody's ever fallen over on that floor ever again, though. There will always be traction.
Or if they did fall over, they can't get back up because they're stuck to the floor.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to hear it. You're over there cracking up right now.
I was a dishwasher trying to impress a waitress by pulling out an acoustic guitar. I was sitting on the hand sink playing for her, and the sink ripped off the wall.
Oh, my God.
Water started shooting everywhere. My butt got cut up by the porcelain, and I got fired. But I ended up hooking up with a girl.
Yeah. Worth it.
Did he, or is that just...
When did you do? Are you Coco? Like, who just has an extra... Who just has an extra acoustic guitar laying around?
Mi amor,
mi amor. This is the Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
But what is it also about women falling for a dude playing acoustic guitar?
I would fall for it.
Be better than that. Nope. You're better
than
that.
I'm a sucker.
No, you can't
works
even grow a mustache.
Yeah, it don't matter.
I'm a sucker.
Yeah.
Should be better.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The most expensive thing you've ever ruined at work. Renee just said it's not a single most expensive thing, but I kill computers. I don't know when it happens, but I kill electronics and computers and keyboards and mouse, and they have to be changed regularly. It's not viruses. I'll get black screen or just stops powering on, and the mouse will start to skip around the screen. Even the laser ones and keyboards will stop talking to the computers. They won't work for anyone else.
What was her name?
Renee. At my last job where I worked for 4 years, I killed 5 computers, 6 keyboards, 10 mouses. Are they mice?
I can't see a picture of Renee, but does she have big, giant, staticky hair? Does your office have nothing but shag carpet? Do you not pick up your feet when you walk, Renee?
Yeah, scuffler.
Because that has to be it, right?
Paul said, my good friend punctured a large oil drum with a forklift. To make matters worse, he attempted to clean it up with the nearby water hose.
Oh, no.
It didn't work. Hazmat crew had to show up. He lost his job.
Oil and water.
Do not mix.
Wait, what? Because it just makes it more slippery, or
they just literally don't.
They don't mix. Yeah.
Oh, so.
So you like how like water and like anything else kind of mixes? Yeah, they go together.
Yeah.
Water and oil stay separate.
So it just would never clean up.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Thanks for catching me.
Ileana said, "This morning, my coworker was fixing the espresso machine, and now he can no longer steam milk." So that's cool.
Is that the same person who breaks every McDonald's ice cream machine?
A brand new school bus not put on the lift correctly.
Oh,
you know how much those cost?
No.
$120,000.
Wait.
And man, what a noise it makes when it hits the floor.
Hold on. A school bus costs $120,000.
What
were you
thinking?
Man.
And we can't get seatbelts?
Dude, I could get one on eBay right now for $660. Come on.
I can get one on eBay.
Wait, how did you know that? Have you even priced out school? Of course you have.
Right Hell yeah,
of course
man.
He's going to live in a school bus. He's going to live that school
Give
bus
me that
van
Bluebird.
Life.
A gutted school bus. That would be pretty comfortable.
Another one on our text line at 73100. A $15,000 Xerox machine off the truck. Wasn't expecting it to lift. It went tumbling down, smashed into pieces.
$15,000 Xerox machine. Oof. Not as bad as this one. I'm an X-ray tech, and I dropped the image receptor.
Oh, no.
It cost the hospital more than $100,000 to replace, and I got a final write-up. It was a day after my 90-day probationary period ended. That was 4 years ago. Still employed by the company, I have since been promoted.
Hell yeah.
What'd you do to get on promotion?
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
No, there's like a probationary period at the beginning before you get like full benefits and everything to make sure that you don't show up and you know.
Just like dip
need,
out.
Like huge surgery and 2 days in you go get it or something like that.
I thought
that.
He was dropping more.
Yeah, but $100,000. Good for money.
Cover your ears.
Jeremy joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hey, how you doing, Jeremy?
Good. How about you guys? So.
Excellent, excellent. So this is a pretty simple game. We've got three songs for you. They're all really popular songs you've heard many times over the years, but they're covered by other people. So it makes it a little tricky because sometimes the cover songs don't exactly sound the same as the original. You're trying to figure out the artist and the song. If you do that, you get a full point. If you get 2 out of 3, you win, okay?
Oh, sorry. Sounds good.
Dave, they are artistic interpretations. Yes, I understand that you may not understand their art, but it is, in fact, art.
Oh, because you do understand it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. For sure. I'm in tune with the artistes.
Mm-hmm. You can decide for yourself, Jeremy, whether or not this is art. Again, 30 seconds for each one of these songs out of the three that I'll play for you. Let the full 30 seconds play out before you make your guess. Here is song number one.
Roses on both my knees. You don't say thank you or please. I do what I want when I'm wrong to my soul. So cynical. You're a tough guy, like a really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so tough guy. I'm the bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type.
And that's 30 seconds right there. Any guesses?
Bad guy, Billie Eilish.
Yeah, full point. Well done. Yeah, you were on the board.
That was a room full of elderly accordion players.
That
accordion.
Was an accordion. All right, yes. I thought maybe it was. How about it? I
mean, how did you not know that was an accordion, man? It's like,
what do you think it was?
Like
a accordion?
One instrument makes that sound.
A keyboard with an okay, accordion setting.
Right. Don't judge me. I'm not up to speed on exactly what accordions sound like in a room full of old people.
Jeremy thought that was funny.
My man. All right, here we go. On to number 2. You can actually win it right here with a full point.
No more they said it was easy. It's a shame for us to part. No more they said it was easy. No one ever say it will be this hard. Oh, take me back to the start.
Oh, just, I didn't want to stop it, but I have to.
Oh, it's so good.
It's beautiful. 30 seconds in the bag for the win.
Yeah, I have no idea on that one.
Yeah.
you will know it when we tell you.
It is Coldplay, The Scientist.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like a cat having an aneurysm.
It will be this hard. Oh, take me back to the start.
Yes!
I love
chills.
That.
Oh,
no.
Take me back to the start.
You still have a full point. Here we go on to number 3.
Trying to keep I thought I heard you laughing. You know, I thought I heard you sing. Well, I think I thought I saw.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, that's a good.
I have a lot of thoughts.
That's a good
that.
30 seconds.
For the win?
Is that the. That's not The Cure. That's a 90s song.
Same, yes, same, you're same getting there, era. You're getting there. 80s and 90s.
Yeah, just talk it through. Talk it through. They're from Atlanta.
Ooh.
It's not Outkast.
Easily confused.
It's not Ludacris.
It's not like Collective Soul.
My tongue.
Mike Mills is the bassist. Just want to lob that out there.
Michael Stipe is the lead singer.
Dang, I can't even think of it.
It's a.
You said Mike.
Michael Stipe.
Michael Stipe.
Yeah.
Is it She and Him?
No.
That's Zoe
Deschanel.
No. That is not.
No. It is. That's REM Losing My Religion.
REM Losing. Oh, man.
Oh, Jeremy.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. We'll send you to the bonus round just for the fun of it, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
One last one here. 30 more seconds. Good luck.
You can do me nothing. Take my horse to the old town road, ride till I can't no more. Take my horse to the old town road, ride till I can't no more. At them cross town, living like a rock star, spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar.
For the win.
Is that Old Town Road?
Yep.
Do you remember who originally sang it?
The original is Nas X.
Mm-hmm. Close.
We'll take it.
Just forgetting Lil
Nas X.
Lil.
We also would have accepted Billy Ray Cyrus or Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth.
The Halloween Morning Show on X 107.5.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
This might not surprise you. There is a new study that says dog owners take more photos of their pets than their spouse and family.
Yep.
I mean, the dogs are willing participants, or at least they can't speak up against it.
They can't tell me no. Look cute over there. I'll hold a treat in my hand.
I mean, how many pictures do you really take of your spouse? I mean, outside of like family photos, or if they're with the kids, for me, it's like with the kids, there's a decent amount of photos that I'm in and my wife is in. And sometimes we'll try to do a selfie that never really works out when you have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. But I mean, never am I just like, let me take a picture of my wife.
I wouldn't mind doing that, but my wife doesn't let me. She doesn't like her photo taken. So I've got all this photography.
Doesn't like her photo taken.
She hates her photo being taken. Oh, so well, it's like,
can't wait till I see her next time. I wear a camera around my neck.
Well, not so much like in that particular, like candid stuff, but like, you know, like posed type photos.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be drawn like a French girl.
No, she does. She does. She does not.
Wearing this.
But
and
also,
only this.
I also think the reason why dogs are more photographed than your kids is probably because they're cuter.
Oh, at least, and I mean, this is somebody who has two what I would consider really cute kids. They're always cute, dogs are. Like, there's a lot of times where my kids are just not being cute. They're driving me nuts, right?
Right.
Dogs are always just like, play at me.
Just think about, like, the ham situation you had with Bailey. Yeah. You would toss her a piece of ham. You would do that to your kids. Would they respond in the same way?
They wouldn't be that awful and hilarious every single day.
Gotta train them right.
Speaking of dogs, how about this? You can now buy a dog collar that will swear every time your dog barks. It's called the cuss collar. It's $60. This seems really annoying.
Oh, no. That sounds hilarious.
Drops the F-bomb or screams BS every time your dog barks.
I feel like this is funny for like 5 minutes. Yeah. And then after that, it's not really worth it.
Yeah, but $60 for 5 minutes of entertainment.
That's a little worth steep. It. That's a little steep for me. Maybe if it also dubbed as a shock collar as well, maybe.
I could get you a good time
for
like 40.
You buy some extreme things. $60 is too much. For you?
For something like that, yes. I don't feel like I'm getting $60 worth of entertainment out of it.
What happens if we put it on Ian and then just make him bark?
How about I just curse for you? I'll just do that. Save you $60. I have no problem doing that.
Oh, you still want the $60.
So an Idaho man broke a Guinness World Record by popping 100 balloons with his feet in 23.69 seconds. David Rush, who has broken more than 100 Guinness records to promote education, said his balloon stomping record attempt was part of a representation and a presentation to a youth group about growth mindset and overcoming failures and setbacks. And there's a video of this guy talking about the setup, the actual execution, and then the aftermath. And he is so impressed with the fact that he popped this many balloons with his feet.
100 balloons in 23 seconds.
Did he use his toenails? You sharpen them up like daggers?
You know, I didn't show any toenail sharpening. I guess it's possible, but let's have a listen.
Hey there, folks. David Rush here back with another balloon-popping Guinness World Record for the fastest time to pop 100 balloons using only the feet. I didn't celebrate until I looked at both the stopwatches and confirmed the final time was 23.69 seconds. Come on!
3, 2, 1, go!
Thank you.
2369.
Come on! Yeah.
And let me just say this. Most of the screaming and applauding in that is himself. He was in a gymnasium that was filled with maybe 11 people.
I was going to say, the sound on that, man. Hey, come on. If you're gonna step up the production value, too much of an echo happening in the background there for my enjoyment.
And then he goes on to give a victory speech.
Joseph, if you set your mind to a goal, believe in yourself, pursue with a passion, you can accomplish anything.
And by anything, you mean popping 100
stepping
balloons.
On some balloons.
Nerds!
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 This guy. He was wearing like one of those cameras strapped to his head like he was
like
a snowboarder.
GoPro?
Like a GoPro.
He GoPro'd him stepping
on
balloons.
So you can get the POV of him stepping on the balloons.
Because I'm sure lots of people are going to go back and want to watch those amazing 23 seconds over and over again.
So rather than going door to door in hopes of selling a few boxes of cookies, one group of Chicago Girl Scouts went straight to their potential customers and the troop set up shop outside of a weed dispensary. Last weekend, and reportedly sold hundreds of boxes.
Good.
The cookies are selling, and our clientele, it's a great match, said the marketing and outreach manager for the dispensary. As a former Girl Scout, I admire the hustle. Recreational marijuana became legal in Illinois January 1st, and the regulators have approved licenses. A bunch of different marijuana dispensaries around the area, and they're just like, yeah, we know where we're going. I mean, if I was walking out of a dispensary, and I was like...
You already have cash.
Yeah. You're like,
it's perfect.
I can get a sleeve of Thin Mints right now. Like, heck yeah, man.
Crush them in 1 minute.
Those little caramel ones that you put in the, you can put those in the freezer too. You ever done that?
I do that. Yeah.
Oh, man.
The purple box. Purple box.
Huh?
Caramel Delights?
Yeah.
I mean, two names.
Because the Thin Mints, everyone freezes those. Like, that's no secret. But the Caramel Delights, you freeze those things?
I feel like that'd be hard.
No.
It's good. Yeah. It's worth it.
Money.
Yeah. Swallow your tooth.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Which, can we just stop it with the two different Girl Scout names, like east of the Mississippi and west of the Mississippi?
Yeah, and then also while we're at it, like, can we just decide on Carl's Jr. or Hardee's?
Or White Castle and Crystals?
No, those are actually, those are different.
Are they?
Those are different. Those are not the same parent company.
No. But Carl's Jr.
And
Hardee's
are
the same.
100% the same.
Like, why do we have to have a split?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are not.
Stop it!
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Not the same.
They're the same.
No, they're not.
Not even close.
They're taco places with a drive-through.
What?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney. As the morning crew member that frequents Disneyland the most and also surely eats the most, and I mean no offense, I enjoy both of those too, you've got to have your go-to food spots when you make that solo trip, right? For me, I have to stop at Roscoe's right there on Harbor Boulevard, and I think the pizza place in downtown Disney is some of the best ever, but I'm always looking for new recommendations. So what you got?
Message deleted.
So it sounded like he was calling from underwater, but yeah, he was talking about food recommendations at Disney. I mean, I've been to Disney with Mahoney. There is no question about whether or not he is going to have some recommendations, because when you go with Mahoney and his wife, they know exactly where they're going and in exactly what order. In fact, I think that Mahoney gets annoyed when I'm there with him, with my kids, because it messes up his routine.
I love your kids. I just wish you weren't there. Your wife could come, your kids could come, just you.
Yeah, that's very much how I feel about myself. Everyone here is awesome, except for me.
The pro tip is the steakhouse over at the Disneyland Hotel. That place is
that
amazing.
Super expensive, though?
No, it's not too. I wouldn't say super expensive, but it's not.
It's a steakhouse.
It's a steakhouse. It's like steakhouse prices. And they've also got a alcoholic Dole Whip over at the pool at the Disneyland Hotel.
A what?
As well.
Oh,
an alcoholic Dole Whip.
The pineapple.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my.
You know, the thing that you get in Adventureland, but they make them with booze over at the hotel.
Is it like Malibu in there or something?
I think it's a rum of some sort. Mm. And I would say my absolute, like, we eat at Trader or Tortilla Joe's all the time there. But my favorite place, like, inside the park, Award Wieners.
What?
Just based on the name alone, or is the food actually good, too?
Food's good. It's good. Good hot dog. Good hot dog.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you know someone who shares just too much gosh darn freaking information? Like, what the hell, Carol? They don't need to know that they did worse than last quarter, but why don't we try to make them feel terrible? Great idea.
Message deleted.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of people.
Me.
You?
Oh, I'm
you
totally,
share too much information?
I'm an overshare.
What do you mean? What's the last thing that you overshared?
I don't feel like
I
see too much oversharing from you on Facebook or Instagram or whatever.
Get a couple drinks in me. What do you want to know?
No, you're not like...
What do you want to know?
You're not like vague booking. I don't feel like you are like... I don't know. There's certain people out there who are like... will always broadcast whatever they're doing, no matter what, and nobody cares.
You know, so those people are annoying, I agree. But the people that are even more annoying than those people mm-hmm. are the ones that have the alter egos. So they'll post stuff on social media, and they have this whole other persona that they are online. And then you meet them in real life, and you just try to have a normal conversation with them, and they're...
Incapable
of carrying on a conversation.
Mm-hmm. But that actually happens really
on social media. They just they think they're witty and clever and sexy and fun and all this stuff.
Sometimes they actually are.
Sometimes they actually are. And those people are just like social media is an extension of them. It's not an alter ego though. Like when you're two totally different people, that's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not funny on the radio, in person, or online. So I'm
very consistent, very on brand.
That's right.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys, I don't know how old Audrey is, but she sounds like she's still in high school, constantly talking during the segments of Are You Smarter Than a College Graduate Dropout and during the Karen Chronicles.
Message deleted.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you for listening.
For sure that was a Karen, right? Calling to complain about somebody interrupting the Karen Chronicles.
And I wish I was still in high school.
Do you?
As far as my skin is considered, you know, I wish I had a very young, jovial looking
skin. Did you?
Skin.
Man, shut up. You're in your 20s.
Yeah, like.
Wait till you hit 40.
Wait till you hit 60.
Yeah, right? Like
come on, man.
You never really, and then that's the truest thing from Baz Luhrmann's wear sunscreen speech, is that you never appreciate
how good you
look. How good you look when you're young. That's all you have to be is just young and you're good looking.
I look just
You never think it at the time. You always find ways to You pick on yourself and give yourself a hard time for not looking good.
You were probably wearing horrible clothes.
Yes.
But
you're
like physically look, like even if you just go back like 5 years, go back in like 5 year increments and watch how bad it gets.
Yeah. 7 years ago, you're like, man, look at how terrible I dressed, but man, I was just glowing.
Skin looks
just
great.
So, everything was so tight.
It puts the lotion on the skin.
Or else it gets the hose again.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, so Dave Mahoney, I know you guys call MMA, and I'm sure Mahoney would probably say yes to this, but that's more on Dave. But if you guys got the chance to call wrestling, would you call wrestling? Just curious, Mahoney, very pro wrestling. I don't know.
Message deleted.
For sure. Call pro wrestling all day. That'd be a blast.
I would think... I'm surprised that you say yes to that, considering you kind of have a disdain for pro wrestling.
I don't have a disdain for it. I'm just not into it. That's my problem.
Like you have
to
be into it.
You got to be passionate, Dave.
Well, see, I really like calling MMA, and that's partially because I'm really into it. But like, I appreciate the wow factor of wrestling. Like, I've been to a few live WWE events over the years, and they're always a blast. In fact, I think I went with you one time. We just booed the guy. We just picked people that we hated. And
what is it?
Them.
Just the best part of the whole thing.
Booing is definitely the best part. But yeah, so I mean, as far as like being there in the environment and kind of everything's over the top, I think that'd be a lot of fun to call. But to be fair, I don't know if I'd be that good at it because I'm not up on the storylines.
Well, I don't even think you need to be up on the storylines. Just do a whole bunch of like uppers and then just yell.
Just do a bunch of code
lines. It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
Do you guys watch that show Vikings?
Yes.
I watched the first season of it.
And then you stopped?
That was it?
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
I mean, you didn't
want to know the rest of Ragnar's life?
Nah, it was good.
What?
My wife has such a thing for Ragnar Lothbrok.
Woo, I'm on team wifey, for sure.
Who's the actor who plays him?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Because he doesn't look like that outside of that role.
Yeah, he's got like these piercing blue eyes, and then he's like always dirty, but he's
Travis.
A badass.
This guy's name's Travis?
Is it Travis?
It doesn't matter. It's Ragnar.
Every time you're watching, don't pull the curtain back. That's Travis.
You're like Trav.
It's Ragnar.
Trav dog.
Trav dog.
No, his name is Ragnar.
Oh, man.
He plays Ragnar, and then he's a crappy, like, country cover artist on the weekends.
Like, when he's got his head shaved, he looks like a badass, but then when he has hair, he just looks like a stepdad.
You know, he's still hot.
The reason I ask about that is because, according to scientists, they have done some studies on the Viking culture, and they figured out that a lot of the Viking warriors were fueled by hallucinogenic herbal tea as they were rampaging and going on all of these raids across Northern Europe. That makes a lot of sense. Like, you guys were all tripping balls. And, okay. All right. Get it. Yeah.
And still getting to your destinations.
would you take it before you went out sailing, or would you just, like, take it, go sailing, and then wherever you found, you would just rampage?
I guess so.
Oh, boy. Oh,
sheesh.
I feel like rampaging back in the day, so much worse.
Yeah, they're rampaging churches.
Yeah, like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, I mean, you would just go in and kill everyone. You're like, hey, man. Can we
stop that for a second?
Yeah.
You're drinking some Earl Grey tea, and then next thing you know, you
get a little thirsty and drinking holy water.
Settle down.
So a woman has been charged after allegedly biting a man in a fight. A man was hospitalized. A woman charged with second-degree assault. You can't do that. Bit him on the neck.
Oh.
Ah, just so many tendons and veins and that. The 42-year-old, her name is Melanie, from Scottsville, Maryland, was released on a $7,500 bond on January 26, according to court records. Yeah, so bit him on the neck. Bleeding from the wound, right side of the neck. Had another mark on the left side and blood on his hands because he was trying to stop all the bleeding from his neck.
I get the vampire...
Is that like a fetish thing? Like a...
Blah, blah, blah.
I want to
suck your blood.
Go on.
But how do you let somebody get that close where they could bite your neck?
Yeah, right?
Right?
Especially both sides of your neck. Like, yeah. you get one pass at that. A study suggests there's a link between stress and early gray hair. Mm-hmm. New study suggests a link between stress and premature gray hair.
Stressed out over there?
Hell yeah, man. You get two kids, third one on the way. Yeah, it is stressful.
And a wife who's obsessed with Ragnar Lothbrok.
Yes. And I look nothing like him.
He doesn't have gray hair.
I look much more like a Travis.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, here is today's question for another show.
Show with David Mahoney.
One of the jobs was to go get the out of the parking lot as well. So I was pretty proficient and not just riding the you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, get on the back. But also being able to kick them. So, yeah, I used to love to handle these when I was a bag boy in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Is that how you made all your money?
Yeah. I mean, well,
you were young and supple and fit.
I do remember one time that I got called out to one of the cars because you'd always ask, you know, people for if they wanted an extra hand, you know.
Okay.
And there was one time where there was some young ladies that definitely did not need a hand, but they accepted my offer anyhow.
Didn't
and
they?
After we did the thing that you do at their car, they gave me a $5 tip.
Was there a number written on it?
It was not.
Do people still tip those people anymore?
I don't know.
Do you ever?
I feel like if I were to get help.
If I were to actually get help, then I think that you probably would. But yeah.
If I had cash, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
I don't always carry cash. But I wouldn't ask for help if I didn't have cash.
So what was I very good at handling when I was a young, supple lad in South Carolina? X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
John.
John, what is the correct answer?
Cart.
That's right.
We also would have accepted the sacks as a close second.
Smash Mouth.
Attaboy. He listens.
Congratulations to you, man. Enjoy the race weekend that's coming up here in Las Vegas.
I mean, if you bagging a sack, like, I mean, that is an art form. Like, if you don't do it right, you know, like Trader Joe's.
So as a former bag boy, it drives me crazy when I see people not bagging groceries correctly, because there's definitely a way to do it.
There's a rhyme and reason.
Well, and there's certain items that go together. All the cold stuff goes together. You don't put my cottage cheese in there with my dish soap. What are you doing, man?
Yeah, that's too close.
Yeah, I mean,
you're crossing the streams.
No, you're crossing the streams.
All the plastic and soap and anything that shouldn't be touching food does not go with the food. No.
Telling you.
And the cold stuff needs to go together to keep it cool.
That's right.
Keep it chilly.
Telling you. Trader Joe's, man. Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
They have the best baggers in the world.
They do.
Nobody bags the
best bags.
Yeah.
Those ruins the environment. I mean, just straight to hell in a handbasket.
Paper's better than plastic.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
We've gone from that. Like, remember, we're like, paper, no, we're killing the forest. Then it's like, plastic, no, now we're killing
the
earth.
You know how you're old? When you start talking about which places have the best bags.
But Trader Joe's
groceries.
Trader Joe sells their own bags too, though, the reusable ones if you really want to be eco-friendly.
All right, let's wrap this up so we can go to dinner.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.